Well, good afternoon and welcome to this service of thanksgiving for the life of Martin McMichael. Today we set aside this time to give thanks to God for Martin's life. We set aside this time to remember Martin and to see an example of a life well lived to the glory of God. We take time to grieve together and to ask for God's comfort, and we come to hear of the sure and certain hope of the resurrection from the dead through Jesus Christ our Lord. Martin was a husband to Jean, a brother to Joan, Doris, and Carol, a father to Diane and Peter, father-in-law to Jonathan and Ashley, and a grandfather to Toby, Nat, Evie, Jack, and Noah. And on behalf of my wife Lindsay and I, and our whole church family at Great Vic, we offer our deepest sympathy and our condolences to you all as a family. Martin loved his family, and he loved his Great Vic family here, this church. He served in so many ways down through the years. I came as the pastor of this church just 2 years ago, when Martin was an elder. And what a joy for me as a young pastor to come into a church with elders of the caliber of Martin McMichael. Martin was an encourager. He was quite direct. He was a real organizer of people. He was organizing even from his hospital bed, right to the end. In some ways, I'll find leading this service difficult this afternoon because I myself appreciated Martin and his leadership and support. In other ways, this will be quite easy because Martin had organized every part of this, every detail, even the music we were just listening to as you were coming in. He selected the hymns and the readings. He told me the passage he would like me to speak on, and he had prepared, even leaving a little note on the order that said, "Any tenor singers present are asked to sing out their parts in all the hymns." So there you go. If you know what that means, you do what you're supposed to do. Martin loved music. He loved great old hymns. And he wanted the focus of this day to be on the faithfulness and greatness of God. In Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, we read these words, "This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Martin loved to speak of the great faithfulness of God, the faithfulness that he enjoyed down through the years. And so it's no surprise that for his first hymn he has selected, "Great is thy faithfulness." So let's stand together and give praise to God, singing, "Great is thy faithfulness."